You know, of all the stories that Jesus told, the story of the prodigal son is probably the best known and the most loved. Charles Dickens called it the most touching story in all of literature. And literary types say that it's the perfect short story. And we all know the story. A boy got restless and decided to leave home. He was going to make a life of his own. And no one can blame him for that, because sooner or later, most boys do that. And girls too, for that matter. But things did not work out the way that this boy had planned. Instead of building a life of his own, he almost destroyed the one that he had. He ran out of money, out of luck, and out of friends. On the verge of starvation, in the middle of a pigsty, he faced the truth about himself, and his only hope was to go back and start over. So he swallowed his pride and headed home. And all the way he made up a speech. Now today I will focus our attention on the first sentence of that speech. His opening line was, "Father, I have sinned." Now what did he mean by that? It's commonly assumed that the young man had led a very immoral life. Now, the story doesn't make that explicitly clear, but for our purposes, let us assume that he did. We will agree with the older brother that he squandered his fortune on prostitutes. But you know, the details of his behavior are not the real point of the story. His sin was not so much what he had done as where he was. Jesus called it a distant country, and that describes not his geographical location, but his spiritual condition. Have you ever wondered, you know, what is sin anyway? Well, the answer to that question is found in that term, a distant country. The prodigal son had separated himself from the place where he truly belonged. And that's the spiritual condition of the entire human race. We are separated and alienated from our true heritage. Now, this separation is expressed in different ways by different people. With some, it takes the form of lawlessness. They rob, or they rape, or they kill. With others, it takes the form of passion. They try to gratify every appetite of their flesh. And with others, it takes the form of pride. Boasting of their decency, they become hard as steel and as cold as ice. This was the older of the two boys. At odds with his father and estranged from his brother, he refused to join in the family celebration. You see, the entire story is about separation. One son journeyed to a distant land, and one stayed home. But they were equally alienated from their heritage. So, just what is sin? Sin is in that within us that separates us from other people. Here were two young men who shared the same father. They had the same blood coursing through their veins. They had grown up in the same home. They had eaten at the same dinner table. Biologically and sociologically, they were brothers. But emotionally and spiritually, they were strangers. The story begins and ends without any communication ever passing between them. And what is worse, neither one of them ever uses the word brother. When the younger boy was in that distant land, he thought of his father's hired hands and how they were fed, well fed. But if he ever remembered his brother, it was never mentioned. The older son did speak to his brother, but it was only in contempt. Talking to his father, he said he called him this son of yours. These two men, brothers in the flesh, were completely estranged. They were unwilling and unable to implement their brotherhood. And the tragic picture of that one small family is, in fact, a picture of the entire human race. Nations are divided against nations, and within every nation, social groups are divided, one against another. And within each social group, individuals are divided, one against another. I think some of us could bear witness to that painful truth. Have you ever felt lonely in the midst of a crowd? Worse yet, have you ever felt lonely in the presence of another person? To experience that is to know the awful reality of separation. Sin is that which divides us from life and prevents us from having community. It is also that which separates us from our true selves. You know, none of us is a single, unified individual. And how much simpler life would be if we were. But that's not the case. Not with any of us. We are both wise and foolish. Kind and cruel, generous and selfish. The prodigal son appears to be a happy-go-lucky playboy, but that was not all of him. The elder son appeared to be a steady, reliable businessman, and that was not all of him either. The playboy at least had the good sense to abandon his destructive ways and seek help. And the reliable businessman turned out to be a petulant child and an arrogant snob. No single snapshot captures the full truth about anyone. And I think we all understand that, because that describes every single one of us. Every human heart is a war zone where the best and the worst are always in conflict. Now, I don't know how it is with you, but the result of that is sometimes I don't like myself. Sometimes I'm glad that people can't see how I really am. You see, before sin becomes a deed, it is first a condition. It is a state of being. It's that strange something on the inside of us that separates us from our true selves. And finally, of course, sin is that which separates us from God. A father had two sons. Both of them rebelled against him. One took up residence in a distant country, accepting his father's resources, but rejecting his father's presence. And the other remained at home, but he refused to share in his father's sorrows and joys. And that's a description of you and me. We are estranged from the one who has given us life and has provided us the means to sustain it. We have accepted the gifts but rejected the giver. You know, make no mistake, there is a deep sadness in the heart of God. And that's where Jesus took up the story, right at that point. But he didn't leave it there. The parable of the prodigal son begins with sorrow, but it ends with gladness. When the younger son returned home, he found acceptance waiting in the arms of his father. And that was the start of a joyful celebration. So what is sin? It's quite simply separation. Separation from other people, separation from our true selves, and separation from God. Now that, of course, is the bad news. But the good news is that God has acted to bridge that gap between us and him. In the words of St. Paul, God has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. And I am, in fact, here today to carry on that ministry. And my message to you is this. We are accepted by God. You don't need to do anything, but simply accept the fact that you are accepted. That in the strength of that acceptance, we can find the grace to accept ourselves and accept one another. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.